This time of day, a lot of announcements are being released concerning money and investments. And standing by to bring you some of those, Mark Myers of Stern AG & Leach. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. You're absolutely right. We just got 4 minutes ago a report on how the economy grew in the last quarter. It was a revised estimate for the GDP for the fourth quarter of last year. This thing gets revised usually around three times, and this is a second revision. And most economists were looking for the economy to grow about 2% in the fourth quarter and actually grew about 2.2%. So it was roughly in line. So if you average out last year every quarter, it looks like the economy grew about 2.42% for the entire year. I haven't had a chance to look at all the numbers in detail on this GDP report, but one thing that does stick out is personal consumption. That was up 4.3% for the quarter, which is very good, as personal spending accounts for about 70% of the economic activity here in the United States. Now, as far as the stocks go, yesterday we did see U.S. stocks ease on Thursday, though the NASDAQ was up just a little bit. It's marching toward record territory as energy prices fell and investors looked to another muted reading on inflation. We saw U.S. consumer prices fall in January from a year earlier. That marked the first annual decline in more than 5 years. The Consumer Price Index, which measures what Americans pay for everything from shirts to haircuts, that fell seasonally adjusted 0.7% in January from December. From a year earlier, prices declined 0.1%. It was the first year-over-year decrease since October of 2009. Now, if you take out food and energy, which are very volatile, prices were up 0.2% last month and rose 1.6% from a year earlier. A lot of economists look at this as the core price index because food and energy are so volatile. Now, energy prices fell 9.7% in January and it declined 19% from a year earlier, and gasoline costs were down 35% on the year. Now, as far as stocks go, look some to watch this morning. Look at Monster Beverage. The energy drink maker earned 72 cents per share for its latest quarter. That's 13 cents above estimates, while sales were also well above estimates. The company's results were helped by a jump in overseas sales. And look at JCPenney. This stock is down 11%. Even though the retailer posted a break-even quarter on an adjusted basis, that fell short of the 11% consensus analyst estimate, and revenue, though, was above forecast, and same-store sales actually rose better than what most people were looking for. They were up 4.4%, but operating expenses ticked higher, and it failed to make money, so that really disappointed investors. And look at Gap, which is the parent company of Old Navy and Banana Republic. They earned 75 cents per share for its latest quarter. That was a penny above estimates, and revenue was pretty much in line. And Herbalife, this stock is up strongly this morning as the nutritional product maker beat estimates by 19 cents a share with a profit of $1.41. However, revenue was a little bit short of analyst forecast. And Weight Watchers, this stock has taken a beating this morning as the weight loss company matched estimates with a quarterly profit of 7 cents per share. However, revenue was shy of forecast, and Weight Watchers 2015 earnings guidance is substantially below estimates as it loses members as people turn to free apps and fitness tracking devices on their smartphones. Now, it does look like the market's going to be pretty much flat this morning. It looks like the Dow is going to open up down maybe about 5 points.
Mark, thanks for your reports this week. We look forward to a visit next week. And again, with the markets taking advantage of some of this news, seeing a report revised upward, that's kind of unusual because lately some of them have been revised downward.
Yeah, well, and today's the last day of February, so we'll see what happens. But so far for the month, the market's up 5.8%, so it's been a very good month for the markets.
Well, thank you, Mark.
Take care.
That's Mark Myers, Stern AG & Leach at 820 South 21st Street with some good news this morning. There's good news today, yep, on the markets, and maybe some good news for you if you visit with Mark. Certainly he'd answer any questions that you'd have, best to his ability, at Stern AG & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. His